Once again, we come to the Lord in prayer.
再一次，我们以祷告的心来到神的面前。
May the meditation of my heart, the word of my mouth, be acceptable into your hand.
让我们能够存着敬畏以及默祷的心，让我们都能够达到你的面前。
My Lord Jesus,
主啊耶稣
，forgive us.
求你原谅我们
，for we know how sinful we are.
因为我们知道我们是罪孽是多么的深重。
Thank you for saving us.
感谢你救赎了我们。
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
感谢你为我们在十字架而死。
Thank you for such a great promise you will come again.
也感谢你的应许你会再来。
For you are the risen Lord.
因为你是一个升起的主。
You are risen from the death.
你会从死里再复活。
You give us a new life.
给我们新的生命。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
Let us read today scriptures from Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
要今天的经文是马太福音第28章18到20节，我们一起来念好不好？
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and earth has given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. 中文一起来，耶稣请前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。 Amen.
This is a very familiar verses and scripture to most of the believer or to most of the Christian.
对于很多基督徒来说，信徒来说，这个经节是再熟悉不过的了。
How much these verses impact our life?
这句经节对我们的生命有多大的影响力呢？
On December 31st, 1999.
1998年12月
1999年12月30号 The whole world was eagerly waiting for the coming millennium year.
整个世界都在等着所谓的千禧千禧年 no 2000年的来到
I still remember on the night of 31st of December of that year.
我还记得就在那一年的这个午夜的时候
I was with a group of the students in a virtual prayer meeting.
我跟我一群学生们在一个很长的一个祷告的聚会中
The room was fully packed with students.
整个房间是满了整个的房间满了学生
The room actually was not that big, it's very small.
这个房间其实并不大
We all raised hands and prayed to God.
我们都举起手来向神祷告
Cry out to the Lord in the prayer until the very early in the morning of year 2000.
流泪祷告一直到第二年的早上
In that meeting, there was a preacher preaching to us.
在这个会议中有一个牧师来给我们做讲道
He shared a very famous and favorite song of many children.
他跟我们分享了一个很多非常有名的童歌
Jesus loved me, this I know.
就是耶稣爱我，我知道。
I'm sure all of you here familiar with this song, especially this song always sung in the vacation Bible school in the olden days.
对，我们知道你大家都听过这首之后，特别是在所谓的这个小孩的这个圣经学校的时候，一定会唱的。
That preacher struck my heart when saying the song name by following the by the following statement.
这个传道人。打动了我的心，因为他在唱完这首歌以后，他又做了一个见证。
I never felt that way until he spoke this out.
我从来在他讲这个以前，我从来没有觉得有这样的感动。
She said this.
他说
，Jesus loved me, this I know.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
But Jesus loved them, they don't know.
但是耶稣也爱他们，他们并不知道。
That was the night I personally.Respond to the Lord.
那天晚上我自己就来到神的面前。
I was willing to be on a mission with him, reaching out to the unreached people group he would send me to one day in the coming days.
我就在神的面前，我就立下志愿，我愿意到外面去做传道人，把这个耶稣的信息传给那些不知道的人。
Jesus loved me, I know.
耶稣爱我，我知道呀。
We enjoy the love of Jesus.
我们能够享受神给我们的爱。
But Jesus loved them, they don't know.
但是耶稣也爱他们，他们并不知道。
Looking past.
往回看。
It has been 15 years.
已经15年过去了。
Then I made that decision.
但我许下那个愿之后，已经15年过去了。
That is not a big conference.
那个聚会不是一个很大的聚会。
That is not a big one, very revival meeting.
并不是一个很大的一个复兴会。
Just a very small prayer meeting.
就是一个很小的祷告会。
I myself just obey.
我就是顺服了。
Give thanks to the God that God still grant me the grace, give me the power, give me the grace that I still can stand here speaking of his truth and sharing his gospel.
就是因为神的大能与神的恩典，我到今天还能够站在这里，能够传讲他的信息，传讲他的真理。
What was the major motive and driving force behind me for me to step forward day by day, years by years, until today? I don't know about the future, but so far I know in the past 15 years, is it God's grace who drives me forward step by step until today?
在这15年中是什么样的力量让我能够日复一日，每天都能够有这个信心，还是这样的坚定，还愿意出去呢？ 我知道这是因为神的大能，我才能够在15年里面，一直到现在还能够站立得住。
It is that great commission.
这是一个大的使命。
It is that great commission. The last word Jesus before ascending to the heavens, he said to the disciple, that great commission drive me forward.
就是因为耶稣在升天之前所讲的那个大的使命，给门徒所讲的那个最后的使命是让我能够一直支持坚持到底到现在。
Actually, it's all about trust and obey.
其实所谓就是所谓的信靠跟顺服。
Have you ever sung that song before, trust and obey?
你们有没有唱过那条歌，就是信靠顺服，我们都唱过，信靠顺服。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Alright.
对吗?
对对对。
Do we trust?
我们有信靠吗?
Do we obey?
我们有顺服吗?
What pleases God the most? Our trust and our obedience.
有什么比能够更讨神喜悦的，除了信靠和顺服以外呢?
The more we trust Him, the God with an unfailing, long-suffering, full of grace and abounding in love, the God who is righteous and justice, the more we trust this God, the more we trust, the more we obey His word.
我们能够一起不断的信靠这位有丰盛又有慈爱，不轻易发怒，却长久的忍耐，他却那么样有公义，有丰盛。如果我们更多的信靠他，我们就更多的顺服他自己的话语。
主耶稣在 before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said this.
主耶稣在升天以前，他说这句话。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He said all.
他说所有的。
Not a part, a quarter, a bit of 99.999%.
不是那么一小部分，或者四分之一，或是一大部分，甚至就是99.99%。
He said all.
他说全部的，所有的。
He has all the authorities.
他说所有的权柄。
He is the all-powerful who overcomes every earthly authority we encounter on this earth.
他所有的权柄是能够胜过这个属世的所有的权柄。
In fact, honestly, we ask ourselves, are we really trusting God's authority?
我们诚实地问自己一句话，我们真的这么信靠神的权柄吗?
Are we really trusting God having all these authorities?
我们真的相信神有这个所有的权柄吗?
Maybe today, on the way you're coming to the church, you have seen a police on the road.
路上好像有警察哈。
You try to be very careful. You don't want to violate the real law because you don't want to get a ticket.
我们一遇到警察，我们就非常小心翼翼的啊，突然驾驶变得很什么守法哈，变得很守法，就是生怕吃到一个 ticket. Okay.
We trust the law, so we obey the law because we don't want to get a ticket.
我们遵守这个法律是因为我们不想吃到一个罚单。
But you know that God has authority more than the police have.
那你知道神的权柄要比这个警察的权柄不知道大多少。
We obey people authority more than God.
我们顺服人间的权柄似乎要比顺服神的权柄要多。
We respect people authority. We're afraid. We're so afraid to offend people than to offend our God.
我们顺服神，惧怕神的权柄要大过我们顺服神。
But this great commission significantly tells us that we should not be afraid to offend people, but be afraid to offend God.
但是这个大使命告诉我们说，我们不要去惧怕，我们去得罪人，我们要怕的是我们得罪神。
That's why we have no gut to share the gospel.
这就是为什么我们没有这个胆量。因为怕得罪人，我没这个胆量去传福音。
Because we don't understand the authority that he have.
因为我们不明白神的权柄。
We compromise and share the gospel in a way people like to hear, or even not wanting to share the gospel because the gospel itself is really offensive in some way.
因为我们常常怕传福音，是因为怕得罪别人。因为神的信息里面，往往有时候是不是人愿意。喜欢听的会得罪人的。
We're afraid to offend people, to offend our boss, to offend our husband, to offend our children, to offend our wife.
我们怕得罪我们的伴侣，我们的先生，我们的太太，我们的孩子，我们的老板要大于我们怕得罪神。
Maybe today your children will say to you.
也许今天你的孩子对你说
，I'm so tired.
啊，我好累哦。
哎呀 I want to do something else, even more fun. I don't want to go.
呀，我今天很累，我想要今天快活一下，我不想到教会去。
So you don't want to offend your children, so you just let him go.
所以因为你怕得罪你的孩子，你就让他说好吧，你就待在家，你就不要去教会了。
Just forgive me. Sometimes I would tell something very harsh.
请你们原谅我，有时候我讲话也许会得罪哈，得罪。
We obey people's commands, but we're not afraid to offend that invisible God. We really pay attention to Him and obey.
但是我们往往就怕得罪那个看到的人，但是就不怕得罪那个看不到的人，看不到的神。
Just a very simple example I want to share with you.
我一个很简单的例子，我跟大家分享一下。
Are you stressed or feel guilty if you come into the Sunday service late?
当你参加这个主日崇拜的时候，你晚的时候，你会不会觉得有些压力，或者觉得有些愧疚感
？Yes or no?
是还是不是？很简单，
Good.
是或者不是。
But is it really different in your career, in your job places?
但是当你去上班的时候，是不是又是另外一回事呢？
If we are late to show up as promised with our boss, we will feel intensely something is going wrong.
当我们上班晚的时候，我们就怕我们的老板怕这个地步，我们觉得啊不得了了，
because there's
大事临头了。
Because there's interest conflict in our job.
因为在我们工作就有些困难。
So our impression, our attitude could be very indifferent to a God assigned commissioning word.Because he's so invisible, he's so loving. He loved me. He will forgive me. So I don't really care. Even though I sinned one time, he still loved me. He still can forgive me. He's so invisible. He's untouchable. He's intangible. I cannot touch him. So I cannot feel it. So I can feel indifferent.
就是因为我们怕看得见得罪看得见的人，但是对这个看不见摸不着的神，我们却不怕去得罪他。
So the first point I want to share with you from this great commission is whether we are afraid to offend people or we are afraid to offend God.
所以我跟第一点跟大家分享就是我们是怕得罪人呢还是怕得罪神。
So second point.
第二点。
Jesus said, go and made disciples of all nations.
所以耶稣说, 你们要去, 使万民万国,
to go.
耶稣说,
but normally what we always do.
但是我们常常的反应所做的是什么呢?
We love Jesus.
我们爱耶稣,
we want people to know Jesus.
我们要人认识耶稣,
we want them to love Jesus.
我们要大家爱耶稣,
but what we always do. We invite people to come.
但是我们要请人来,
normally we invite people to come.
我们平常就是请人来教会,
we ask them to come to our special occasion, to come to our Thanksgiving dinner, come to our Christmas party, come to our Christmas worship. Come, come and come.
所以不是说去, 而是叫人家来,
but what the Great Commission said is not to ask people to come, but to go into the world.
但是大使命说的是你们要去，不是要人家来。
I just give you one example. If you are now in Taiwan or in Singapore, in somewhere in Southeast Asia, if you are now living in Taiwan or in China and somewhere in Asia,
如果你不是在亚洲国家，好比中国大陆或者是马来西亚这些国家的话，
you find a lot of temples, a lot of Buddhist temple and mosques, especially in Malaysia, you find a lot of mosques. And Taiwan, a lot of Buddhist temples. If you stay here, some people ask you, hey, Tommy, how about this coming Thursday? You come to my temple. Come and enjoy our celebration. Because this Thursday is our Wanmu Nyanyan的生日. Just come. Will you go?
Tommy 他有一个很好的例子，他说你如果是台湾会看到很多庙宇，你如果是在马来西亚有很多的清真寺之类，如果那个庙里的人或者是清真寺的回教徒跟你讲说，哎，某某某，今天我是我们什么王母娘娘的诞辰，来来来来，你会去吗？你会吗？你会去吗？
Asking people to come to church is as hard as someone asking you to go to their worship places.
所以其实请人来教会其实就跟要出去一样，并不比要出去要容易。
Do you know why the world is full of darkness?
你知道为什么世界充满了黑暗呢？
Just now we sang a song. It's that the light of the world is Jesus.
我们刚刚唱的说耶稣就是世界的光。
But why? Why the world is full of darkness?
但是为什么世界还充满这么多黑暗呢？
Could you tell me why?
你可以告诉我为什么吗？
One or two?
有没有人？
Give me some response.
大胆一点，勇敢一点。
Why? The world is full of sin, yes?
世界充满了罪恶，还有没有？ 我们都没出去。
Okay, 教会没有关。 Okay. All the answer that you gave me is not quite right. Yes, indeed, the world is full of darkness because the world is full of sin. Indeed, that is a fact. That is a truth.
没错，世界的确充满了罪恶。没错，一点都没错。
Because
因为
the light of the world has all stayed in the church.
因为这个所有我们这些世界的光，这些人都怎么样？都停留在教会里面。
Not in the world.
没有出去到外面去。
We shine the light. We shine the light of the world.
我们有没有到外面把这个世界给它照亮呢？
We shine, shine, shine in the church.
我们就是在教会里面照亮，照亮，照亮，
Jesus
亮了又亮。
Jesus called us to be the light of the world.
耶稣跟我们说，你们做世界的光。
But we like to be the light of the church.
但是我们却是在教会的光。
We enjoy the fellowship.
我们在一起有团契很好，各交通大家都很好。
We enjoy loving each other.
我们享受大家彼此的爱。
We enjoy the music, church music.
我们教会的音乐非常的美。
We enjoy the every Sunday worship preaching.
然后每天主日的崇拜的信息。
We enjoy the food.
哦，当然还有午餐啦。
No food, no pleasure.
食物就是你的。
中国人讲民以食为天嘛，民以食为天，肚子最重要。None of this, none of this drive us to take action, go to make disciple.
但是没有任何我们刚刚提早刚刚 他提的那大串的事情可以让世界上的人做门徒的。
The light will shine in the church, made the church, forgive me to say that, made the church,
然后我们把光留在教会可以让教会怎么样？
To be like a social club.
好像一个交际场合。
What should we do as we go?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
Go? What are we supposed to do as we go?
那我们去的话是要去做什么呢？
Make disciples of all nations.
叫使万民做我的门徒。
But unfortunately, even if we go,
很不幸的，我们即使出去了，
we are not really making disciples.
我们还是没有做到使万民做我的门徒。
We are making more and more believers to fill out our empty pews in the church sanctuary.
我们只是想办法把我们教会的空椅子填满而已。
God called us to make disciples of all nations and not believers of all nations.
神让我们去做万民做我的门徒，不是让这个使徒。
不是，神不叫我们成为主的信徒，却是叫我们成为主的门徒。
Okay.
What are the difference between a believer and disciple?
所谓的信徒跟门徒有什么分别呢？
You have been a Christian for 10 years or 15 years, maybe 20 years. You should know this much, much more than I do.
因为很多老信徒了，十年、十五年、二十年、二十五年、三十年的、四十年都有，你应该很清楚明白什么叫做信徒，什么叫做门徒。
This believer are those who just believe and stay right at the point when they convert, when they believe. Just stay right there.
所谓的信徒就是你当初相信的，然后你是在停留这种所谓的原地踏步。
We are reluctant to move.
我们很不愿意去动。
There's a three kinds of things you can examine yourself after being a Christian for many years.
所以当你信主很久，你可以以三件事情来检验自己。
First, are you stepping forward, or are you stepping backward, or are you still standing there?
第一个，你是往前迈步了，是往后退步了，还是原地踏步？
你生命, whether your life is transformed, not transformed, or your life is getting worse.
你的生命是有改变呢，还是没有改变呢，还是比以前更糟糕呢？
Disciples are those who not only believe in Jesus, but following Jesus' step, bearing up our own cross to live like Christ in the world. That is disciple.
所谓信徒就是要学耶稣的榜样，就是在死在把自己老我钉在十字架上，学耶稣的榜样，那个才叫做门徒。
We're never trained or willing to be disciple. How could we expect train other people to be Jesus' disciple? But we want to be a believer. How could we be able to train others to be disciple?
如果我们自己只愿意做一个信徒，我们怎么能够去使万民做耶稣的门徒呢？
Therefore, first we acknowledge God's authority in heavens and earth.
第一个，我们要承认神在万事中的这所有的权柄都在神那里。
And this truth authorizes us, empower us to go into the world to make disciples of all nations.
这个事实真相就会让我们能够有这个能力出去使万民做他的门徒。
So we are legally empowered to complete the mission with God.
如果是照规定的话，我们是都合这个资格，都能够出去做使万民做耶稣的门徒。
Now we come to the fourth point.
第四点,
God called us to baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
神叫我们说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
What does baptism mean?
施浸是什么意思呢？
Romans chapter 6:3 here said,
罗马书第六章3-4,
Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？ 所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式， 像耶稣，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So we were baptized into Christ's death.
我们是受的敬礼归入耶稣的死。
So that through the baptism into death, we may rise from the death like Christ, so we may have a new life.
所以我们借着洗礼能够和他一同生，然后一举一动有新生的样式。
If there is no real death,
如果你这个死不是真的,
there will be no real new living life.
你的新生命就不会是真的。
A fake death won't produce a new life.
一个假的死不能够产生真的活。
A fake death implies a fake living.
假的死就代表一个假的生命。
But real death will bring about a new life.
但是一个真的死会产生一个真的生命，新生命。
Just bear with me to say this in Chinese.
请原谅我哈，让我说一个用中文来说。假假的死，你就假假的活。太好了。你真正的死，你才真正的活。你假假的死，你就假假的活。你真正的死，你就真正的活。Very good.
就是这么的简单，各位。 If there is no true commitment to the Lord in baptism,
如果你在耶稣的死里面，你没有真正的这个把自己真的交代出去。
Let me tell you, that baptism is just like a shower in a bathtub at your home.
那个敬礼就跟你家里在这洗这个淋浴一样，没什么意思。
Baptism will not save you.
敬礼并不能救你。
But the commitment represented in baptism brings the true meaning of believing and following Jesus.
但是你对这个敬礼所代表的这些东西委身的话，你才能够做一个真正的为主而活的。
Most of the time,
大部分,
before you baptize,
但你没有受浸之前,
you still have a desire or heart to pursue and to know more about this God.
你还会有一些心愿想要多多的认识这位神。
You will try to understand more about what you believe before you are really decide to be baptized.
因为你想，我在受浸之前，我还多多了解吧，我要把神认识的比较透彻一点。
But you will know what I'm going to say next, right?
你也知道我下面要讲的是什么了，哈。
Right?
是不是？
But normally, most of the time, after you baptize, you really die.
但是就是说，你只有在受浸以后，你才会真正的死，你才会死。
But most of the time,
我们有时候一进完呢，不进还好，一进就死掉了，结果就不出现了，然后就不见了，那种的死，OK？结果我们的死，所谓的假死，就是你受浸与耶稣同死以后，我们就不见了，跑掉了，不见了，是这种这样的死。
I baptized many believers.
我已经替很多所谓的信徒受过浸。
You know what?
你知道吗？
One day, I need to be account for the Lord in front of the Lord. It's so God would hold me accountable for what I've done. Because I baptized a lot of believers, but so far I'm very guilty before the Lord because I never sinned more than 5 out of 10 that I baptized to be really disciple of the Lord.
我在神里面，我觉得我有很多的亏欠，因为我已经替很多人的受浸，但是到如今，我觉得我没有办法在神面前交账，因为我真正觉得真正的能够与耶稣，因为受浸与耶稣同生同死同生的所谓的门徒，我算起来就是这样子，就是这样子。OK.
If one day God really want to hold me accountable, how am I going to respond to him?
如果有一天我在神面前交债、交账的时候，我怎么能面对他呢？
During the baptism, we sing what? With what songs we always pick to sing in the during the baptism?
那敬礼的时候，我们常常唱一首歌哈。
Happy day, happy day.
快乐日，快乐日。
I have decided to follow Jesus.
我决定要去追随耶稣。
I have decided to follow Jesus.
我已经决定要追随耶稣。
No turning back.
接受耶稣。
And then no turning back. No turning back.
Chinese version.
永不回头，
永不回头，永不回头。我们都很熟的啦 ，OK？ 讲真的啦，我们都太熟了。
We tend to make our baptism very beautiful and wonderful.
我们常把敬礼好像制造一个好像很美妙，很美妙的一个经验，很好的一个仪式。
But、forgive me to say this.
原谅我要说的。
It's not a beautiful testimony.
不是一个美好的见证。
If we not really put a commitment and confession and real life turning from the Lord,
如果我们不肯认罪，我们如果不肯委身的话，我们不肯真正追随主的话，这一切都是徒然的。
That is a beautiful lie. That is a wonderful cheating.
那是一个美丽的谎言，那是一个美妙的欺骗而已。
We always find no discipleship ever done after the baptism.
我们很少看到一个真正的门徒在受浸以后，一个真正的门徒。
Most of the churches concerned about the following things.
大部分教会就是关心就是下面这些事情。
The number of the annual baptism.
每年进行的人数，进受浸的人数有多少
？The number of church members.
然后出席的教会的人数有多少
？The number of believers.
然后相信主的人有多少
？But not the number of disciples.
信主人多少？不是说门徒的数目有多少
？Not the number of disciples.
信主的人有多少？而不是门徒的数目有多少
？The next one, Jesus said.
另外
，teaching them to obey everything I commanded to you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Not only do we receive, but we also need to teach.
我们不但受教，我们还要去怎么样教导别人。
We always receive.
我们常常是就是坐在那边领受领受领受。
Just like that sea in Jerusalem in Israel, have you seen the that sea?
就像以色列那个死海一样，你们看过吗
？It's keep receiving the water, keep receiving the mineral, keep receiving, but no in there's in there's no out.
像那个死海一样，永远是这个接受接受，然后那些盐的分量就越来越多，但是因为没有出口，那是因为它没有出口。
Let me tell you, if you eat every day and you don't go to a restaurant, what will happen to you?
我问一下，如果你每天吃只吃不出的话，请问你会是一个什么情况？
That is why we don't experience God's mighty power.We don't experience God's presence. We don't experience God in our daily spiritual work with God.
这就是我没有经历到神的大能，经历到神与我们同每日同在的这个经验。
We do not give. We do not train. We do not teach. We do not disciple. We do not train others to be disciple of all nations.
我们不付出，我们不教导，我们也不出去让万民都做耶稣的门徒。
The advancement of God's kingdom is not merely depending on long rangers, on pastors, on co-workers, on a few disciples in the church. It's not merely depending on them.
神的王国并不只是靠几个人，好比说传道人，教会的执事长老，或者一些属灵比较属灵的弟兄姐妹。
But sometimes even the co-workers itself.They don't really obey the Great Commission. Forgive me to say that.
但是事实上，很多教会的所谓的同工，他们也不见得遵守神的大使命。原谅我。
Acknowledge God's authority.
好，那个能够认识神的权柄。
Obey Him to go.
然后遵他的命出去。
Making disciples.
使万民做他的门徒。
Baptizing them.
然后让他们受浸。
Teaching them and training them to be disciples.
然后教导他们做神的门徒。
This is the whole package of the Great Commission.
这是大使命的一个完整的一个 package.
In light of all this aspect, how much effort or willingness or commitment do we have so far?
所以这是一整套的东西，在这一整套东西， 我们有多少， 我们是愿意尽心尽力去做的呢？ 我们做到多少呢？
Ask yourself, examine your heart internally.
请大家扪心自问吧。
Are we afraid of people's authority more than God?
我们是不是怕得罪人，要怕得罪神的权柄更甚呢？
Are we just asking people to come without going there to share?
我们是不是只是请人来而不是出去？
Honestly asking yourself, are we believer of Christ or disciple of Christ?
也请你这个诚实地问自己，你是信徒呢还是门徒？
Are we truly dead in Christ and living new life?
我们是真的是在主里死呢，然后有个新生的样式吗？
Are we just receiving and being a regular attendant of every Sunday worship and not being trained to disciple others?
我们是不是只是一个每天每个礼拜天来教会参加崇拜，一个信徒而已，而不是一个门可以去训练别人的门徒呢？
What's the answer?
各位，答案是什么？
If God really asks you all this question, how am I going to respond to Him?
所以神如果今天问你这些问题，你的回应是什么呢？
That is why we don't experience joyful and abundant life.
所以我们才不能够享受一个丰富的喜悦的生命。
Jesus said in the next one, the promise.
耶稣后来就说,
and surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Why? Why there is no manifestation of God's presence in my life, God's mighty power in my life?
我常常问，我好像不觉得有这个感受，因为不能感受神与我同在这个大能，我也看不到神的大能与我同在。
I love God. I desire God. I really love Him, but I don't see Him. Why I always in trouble? Why I always not experience His power and His presence?
我喜欢，我爱神，我也愿意为神做事，但是我为什么就是没有这个喜悦，没有这个看不到神的同在呢？
Whoever has my command and keeps them is the one who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
The one who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
I too will love them and show myself to them.
我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
I will show myself to them.
我要亲自向他显现。
Only those who love me and obey my commands.
只有这些爱我的又遵守我命令的人，我才会亲自向他显现。
John 14 and 23 said here, Jesus replied, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and what? And make our home with them.
约翰福音14:21，耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
We will make home with you.
耶稣说，我会与你们同住。Do
you want God to stay with you?
你要神与你同住吗？
For some people, they say, no, I don't want.
有的人会说，哦，我不希望神跟我住在一起。
It really bothers me.
呀，神跟我在一起有很多不方便。
If God's always with me, I cannot watch a movie serial movie.
如果神与我同在，我可能不能看连续剧哦。
I'm not saying that watching scary movie is wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
我是开玩笑，不是说看连续剧就错。
But you not understand what my meaning is.
我的真正意思是，
We want God's presence in our life, but we don't obey His command.
我们要神与我们同在，但是我们不遵守他的命令。
It really contrasting. It really a little bit not together.
这不是很矛盾的一件事吗？ Yes.
Here Jesus said, if we obey God's teaching, you will experience God's power and God's presence in your life.
所以如果说你遵守神的命令的话，你就会享受到、经验到他的同在以及他的大能。
Many years ago, I went to a country. That country really forbid preaching the gospel or training any sort of things, any sort of training related to Christianity.
我几年前曾经去过一个国家，这个国家是完全的、严严的禁止任何有关于这个训练啊、什么的福音这些训练，什么一切的东西都是禁止的。
So the material or the CDs that they carry with me was very important to the local believer or local Christian.
所以我带那些书啊、那些CD啊、那些影片这些材料之类的东西。 对当地的那些信徒来说非常重要的。
Most of time, I will record all this material, in my brain.
很多时候我就把这些资料我都记在我的心里了，记在我脑子里。
It's better to carry your brain instead of carrying your laptop or in your iPad or some whatever.
所以就是这要比你这个把这些资料吸在你的computer这个电脑或这里面。
But I have no choice because a lot of need over there. I have to bring all this material to them.
但是我别无选择，我一定要把这些材料带过去。
So I carry, I put all this material in my big haversack. It's a big backpack.
所以我就把这些材料这些都放在我的很一个背包里面。
And then it's very rural areas. It's really rural area in this big country. And then we just went up the hill, we went up to the mountain, we went up there, and then we will have a 1 week to 2 week training, disciple training, and also the evangelistic meeting.
So, because this is a very, 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 very,
or local authority that would kind of like against us. So I just kind of feel released. I kind of like first, at the very first, I think maybe everything will be okay.
Yeah, 因为它是一个比较郊区的地方，所以刚刚开始的时候并没有一些 这些官方的人物出现，我觉得好像放心了，好，大概可以了。
But on the way to go to that location, suddenly somebody stopped me. I stopped the bus we're taking.
但是走了一半，突然有人把我们坐的那个大巴士就让我们停下来。
Wait, so I actually honestly tell you, I'm very afraid.
事实上，我可以跟大家承认，我当时是非常害怕的。
I don't know what can I do.
我不知道我能够做什么。
Again, and then I'm sitting with my coworkers at the back, at very back in the bus.
因为我们跟我的同工是住在巴士的最后面。
And then this local authority or officer, it just came out the bus and then search one by one from the from the door to the back.
那这位当地的一个官员，他就从前排开始一一搜查。
Since I'm not the local person, so I don't really know the culture. I'm not a local person, and the coworkers know much more than me how to deal with this kind of things. So my coworkers took my backpack and then they said to me, "Let me handle this, and you just remain calm there." And then just speechless. No need to say anything. Let me handle this.
因为我不是当地人，不晓得怎么样去处理这些事情，所以我的同工当地的一个同工就跟你讲说，你就什么话都别讲，我就把那个背包拿过来，就是让我来处理一切的事情，就别讲话。And
then the local officer came to us, came to us.
所以那个当地的这个官员就向我们朝我们走来。And
then he unpacked the haversack, but actually my coworker carried it, but he unpacked the whole thing.
那这时候我的同工已经把我背包拿过去了，所以这个官员就把这个背包里面东西通通打开拿出来。And
then this officer is really funny. This officer and he has unpack everything.
这个官员很有意思，就是把东西都拿出来以后
，surprisingly，
很惊讶的
，I don't know how to describe, how to explain it.
我不知道做何解释，没法解释。
They didn't see the material.
他好像视若无睹，没看到。But
what they see is
看到的是
，because my coworkers, they are ladies, all ladies, okay?
我的同工都是女士们，都是姐妹。
Do you know what the local officer said?
你知道这个当地的官员说的是什么？
Why you old lady carry a young man clothes?
官员反应说，你们这些老太太们，您怎么拿一个这么好的年轻人用的背包啊？ 你是不是里面还有一些年轻人的衣服啊？ 他看到是这些。
其实他讲的中文是更加好笑的，他是这样讲， 为什么你跟女人带着这么多男人的衣服？ OK, but my coworker said, oh, is there anything wrong?
所以我的妇女同工就说，这有什么不对吗？有不对劲的地方吗？
But one thing surprisingly, 他没有看见， okay, he never seen those materials.
但他没有看到我传福音的资料，很奇怪。
We experience God's power and God's presence in that moment.
我们在当下就感受到神的大能与神的同在。
This is not the only thing I can share with you. In the past, when on your own mission with God, you really go and make disciples, you do the training, you do the discipleship. You want and another, you witness God's presence, God's mighty power, even the death, reason for the death. Even the dead person, rise, a reason for the death. I see one time in Taiwan.
Oh, okay. 所以当你真的出去的时候，你就会感 领受到神的大能与神的同在，甚至看到死人复活的事情。我在台湾就经过一次这样的事情。Obey
the Great Commission, experience God's presence.
遵守神的命令，你就会享受到神的同在。Brother
and sister,
弟兄姐妹们，
God will not ask you how big is your house, but He will ask you how many people you welcome in your home.
神不会问你说，哎，你的房子有多大，多少平尺啊？ 他会问你说，你这个房子里，你邀请了多少人来？
God won't ask you what kind of car you're driving. He will ask you how many people you drove who did not have a transportation.
神不会问你说，你开的是哪种车？他会问你说，你搭，你给多少人搭载你的车？
God will not ask you what kind of clothes that you have in your closet, but He will ask you how many you help to provide a clothing for those with no clothes.
神不会问你说你衣橱里有多少的衣服，他会问你说你会帮助多少人有需要衣服的人。
God will not ask you what's your salary, how high is your salary is. He will ask you if you compromise your character to obtain.
神不会问你说，哎，你月入多少，有多丰富？他问你说你这个收入来源是不是都是正道的？
God will ask you what job title was. He will ask you if you perform your job to the best of your ability.
他不问你说你的在工作的场所，你的职位有多高，但是他会问你说你有尽力在你的工作上有尽的力了吗？
God won't ask you in what neighborhood you live, but He will ask you how you treat your neighbors.
他也不问你说你住在哪一个社区，他会问你说你是如何对待你的邻舍呢？
If God asks you this many questions, let me add one more question.
如果神问了这么多的问题以外，我还要再加一个问题。
God won't ask you how big is the church you are attending or how many years you have been attending that church, but He will ask you how much you are willing to trust and obey His great commission.
神不会问你说你教会的人数有多少啊，或者你在教会已经有多久了，他会问你说你有多愿意，多么愿意去信靠并顺服他的大使命。
God will ask you, are you afraid to offend people or are you afraid to offend me?
神会问你是怕得罪人呢，还是你怕得罪我呢？
We will ask you, will you go or you just keep asking people to come?
神会问你说你是愿意去呢，还是你只请人来呢？
Are you a disciple or are you a believer?
你是一个信徒呢，你还是一个门徒呢？
Are you really die in Christ?
你是假假的死呢，还是你真正的活呢？
Are you only receiving?
你是只有领受呢？
Do we really obey the Great Commission and experience His presence in our life?
我们是不是真的因为遵守了他的使命而能够享受到认知到他的同在呢？
Let us pray. Lord Jesus,
恩主耶稣，
thanks for this great commission.
感谢你给我们这个大使命。
We want to experience your presence in our life.
我们要经验到你的同在。
Let us acknowledge your authority.
我们也知道你的权柄。
Let us not be afraid to offend people, but to offend you.
而是怕得罪你。
Give us the grace, energy, and power to go.
给我们恩典，给我们精神力量，让我们能够去。
Before we made disciple of all nations, make me as your disciple.
让我们使万民都做神的门徒之前，先让我自己能够做你的门徒。
We acknowledge that we are sinners. We sin against you. We are not really committing our life to you.
我们都是罪人，我们也知道我们是罪人，所以我们没有办法去实行你这个大使命。
Have mercy on us.
求恩主给我们恩慈。
So that we're not only receiving, but we also can teach, we also can live an example to train others to be your disciple.
所以我们不但只是一个信徒，我们一些能够成为一个能够训练别人的一个门徒。
Let us experience your mighty.Power and presence in our life.
让我们能够经验到你的大能，你的同在。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。